Hello, this is Paula Matthews, and today I have a message that is appropriate for this Holy Week as we're approaching Good Friday. This week also is the Jewish Passover, and with this all leads to this coming Sunday, which is Resurrection Sunday. Now, I've been putting out several messages the Lord had put on my heart concerning resurrection and the power of Jesus Christ, and I've been putting it on many different social networks. However, there was one message that was in my spirit, and it was something that I had posted in our prophecy website back in 2011, and I couldn't remember it. I had to go back through the archives, so I finally found it. So I am going to read it as it was written back then, and I will probably eventually posted as well, because it is deep. It is a revelation of Jesus Christ and why he came. Something that the Lord gave me many years ago that clarified a question in my mind, because at the time people were complaining because they didn't want to believe that Jesus was the only way to God. And being a Christian most of my life, I understood some things, but I did not have the backup information to be able to support my understanding of Jesus being the way to God. Now, I knew from personal experience that he was the only way to God, having looked at other methods and other ways and other religions and studied other spiritual texts. However, I had to have something from God's perspective to really make it clear to me where there would be no question in my mind that this was the master purpose of God. So, back in October 29th, 2011, I released a prophecy entitled The Spiritual Evolution of One New Man. Now, I'm going to read that prophecy and the word the Lord gave me as it was posted. Again, I will post it again on letstalkprophecy.com. However, I'm going to take my time because it is quite lengthy, because it includes some research the Lord had me do. But I'll say this to get started. The Word of God talks about how preaching the cross of Jesus Christ is an offense. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 18, Paul talks about it. He says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." And that's what God does. He uses the things that are above our understanding in order to confound those who think they know everything. So all those people who intellectually said there could be no, there has to be many ways to God. What God are you talking about? And what was the purpose of God even having a path to him from us to begin with? So what I will present today will give what God revealed to me, but I just wanted to set it with a scripture, knowing that if the cross of Jesus Christ is offensive, some of this information might be offensive to those who don't want to believe that there's only one way to God. But again, scripture again, in 1 Peter chapter 2, it says, starting verse 6, "Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. It says, unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which are disobedient, the stone which the builder disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, unto also they were appointed." But he says, this is to the church who does believe, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Okay, so again, we're prefacing this with information to let you know that not everybody believes, but for those who do believe, it is precious. For those who don't, it is a sign that they are perishing. So I pray for those of us who are hearing the message today, and that those of you will begin to believe and send it in prayer. Put it in prayer. Do research in the Bible yourself. But again, the word is called the spiritual evolution of one man. Now, I will take my time with this. And here it begins. "At the risk of offending both the religious and non-believing world, I want to share an amazing story that I had never heard before the Spirit of the Lord explained it to me a few weeks ago." Again, this is back in 2011. Because of the significant impact of this message, I hesitated writing until I was sure it could be done with utmost clarity. In mathematics, we learned that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. I want to explain God's plan for man on earth in the most concise fashion. The initial or beginning point is Adam. The end point is Jesus, who is also called the last Adam. It is the significance of these two points in human history that God has prescribed a line demarcating the sole purpose of all humanity from Genesis to Revelation. It's a purpose not based on law, but on love. It's not about religion. It's about relationship and the family of God. It's about an inheritance God desires to give those who will obey him under the plan, purpose, and government of the kingdom of God. There have been many messengers. However, the message has been muddled due to human misunderstanding and misinterpretation. We thought it was about religion and which religion was the right path to God. But it's much more than that. It's about returning to God and claiming an inheritance of wealth, power, and dominion to replenish, repair, and restore this earth and its inhabitants. God has always chosen people to demonstrate his message. He used Noah, Abraham, Moses, Solomon, and David. Likewise, he used the ancient Jews and Christians to proclaim his purpose for man. But we made the messenger more important than the message. As faithful as these messengers were, it was never about Noah, nor was it about Abraham or Moses, Solomon nor David. As great as these men were, they were selected as messengers solely based on God's criteria. They did not choose God. God chose them for his purpose. God's message for all humanity is not even about the Jews or Christians, and yet we as humans have diverted attention away from our Creator and his plans so that we could celebrate and worship the creation and all its religious adornment. Hear this and hear it clearly. This is what the Spirit of God is saying to all of us today. In the eyes of God, his purpose has and always will be about Adam, defined in Hebrew as mankind. It's about God restoring all mankind and giving to them the inheritance that the first Adam lost in the Garden of Eden. God desires that all of his sons take their rightful positions and take back dominion of the earth so that God's will can be done on earth as it is in heaven. God wants to restore justice, peace, and prosperity throughout the earth, but it can only be done through his sons on earth. God created Adam as the first of a new breed of creation made in the image and likeness of God, operating in the character and manner of God, a species that would take dominion and distribute the plan and wealth of heaven throughout the earth. Every nation, race, and tongue was to flow out of Adam's loins in righteousness and blessing until they filled the whole earth. But Adam sinned, thereby cursing all humankind to live a life apart from God in pain, suffering, and lack. Religion came about when men attempted to create their own paths back to God. But only through Jesus Christ did God come to earth searching for his love, Adam, mankind. Jesus made the bold claim that he was the way to God. And men today still reject the notion that God would be so narrow-minded in allowing only one path to his throne. But remember, this is about an inheritance. You can't receive an earthly inheritance without satisfying a narrow set of preliminary criteria. So why are you disturbed that God would do the same with his heavenly inheritance? It's God's wealth, power, and dominion, and he will only give it to those who satisfy his qualifications. Christians know about this inheritance, but many have been told that the inheritance is waiting for them in heaven. So they suffer unnecessarily and never pursue what God has laid up for them here on earth. Nevertheless, Jesus is God's only designated path to restoration, and all who receive Jesus, regardless of their nation, race, or tongue, become a new creation, a new species of human being that is uniquely reconnected to God by His Spirit. It's not about religion or denomination. It is about knowing and relating to God as a son, just like Jesus related to God. He only did and said only what God told him to say and do. Absolute submission to God is a strict requirement, because only under these conditions can these beings truly become imitators of God like devoted children. And when they obey, they will bring about all the power and resources of heaven into the earth to supply every need. They will also perform even greater works than Jesus performed on the earth, because they are joint heirs with Jesus to all that God has, both in heaven and earth. They will boldly go into all the earth, taking dominion, subduing the earth, being fruitful, multiplying, and replenish the earth with the gospel of the kingdom of God. Multiplying and replenishing the earth with the gospel of God's kingdom. God's kingdom is the manifestation of the Garden of Eden that the first Adam lost. Jesus is called the last Adam because he is the firstborn of God's new creation in God's kingdom. Even though the entire human race came out of the first Adam and was cursed unto death, even more so shall the last Adam, Jesus Christ, the reigning Son of God, restore, gather, and bless into his kingdom all mankind as one new man. In God's kingdom, men are no longer divided by religion, such as Jew or Gentile. There will be no more religion or temples or even Sabbath days. The Bible says that there will be no more need for those things because God and His Son will be our temple and we will worship them for all eternity. Neither are we divided as slave or free, male or female, black, white, brown, yellow, or red man. In God's kingdom, we are all one new man, one new Adam, the body of Christ, united as one body and one spirit, and communion under one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. One family of God, united both in heaven and in earth, made up of the people from every nation, tribe, and tongue, subject to the peace and blessing of God until eternal life forever. This is the message of the gospel of the kingdom of God. It is available to anyone who is willing to totally surrender his life and take on the life of a son of God, to be led by the Spirit of God, doing mighty acts of God in defense of the suffering masses, to comfort all who mourn by giving them the good news of God's kingdom. With man, it may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Now, beloved, that was the message that the Lord had me release back in 2011. It was entitled The Spiritual Evolution of One New Man. And again, it was given for the defense of the question, why is it that Jesus is the only way to God? And we'll see that the master plan of God was to give an inheritance to humanity, the same inheritance that Adam lost in the garden. God restored through the last Adam, Jesus Christ. Now, it's available to all who will receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But not only that, it is also for those who will obey and complete submission to the Father that they will actually walk in that inheritance. So today, beloved, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, stop where you are right now and say, Lord God, I thank you for the message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and why you have deemed him to be the only way back to you, Father. Now, if I repent of my sins, Lord, I give up my life on earth and I ask Jesus to come live in me so I can live the God kind of life, the life that you ordained for us before Adam sinned. So, Lord, take my life, do something with it. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lead me to the truth that you have laid out for my life. Help me, Holy Spirit, to live the life that God would have me live every day of my life. And Father, I will serve you for all of my days from here until eternity. In Jesus' name. Now, that's all you have to do in order to be saved. Just receive the message of who Jesus Christ is. And this Resurrection Sunday, I'm praying that even during the Holy Week, during all the services, whether it's Passover with the Jews, whether it's Good Friday and Good Friday services for different religions who are doing different passion services, even through Catholic Church and other Orthodox religions. I just want to say, if our focus can be on the Messiah, Jesus Christ, that be our focus, why he came and his sacrifice for the good of humanity. And if we can read that in our messages and speak that over the people and pray that people will hear that message and come to know the true and living God and his love for all of humanity. I wish you the best this Holy Week. God bless you and keep you. And we pray that the best of this season, this holy, holy season, comes to you and yours in Jesus' name. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time. This is Paula Matthews. I thank you for being with us. Today's message was based on a prophecy message that we had placed on our site back in 2011. And we do have it from the archives. And you can find it on our prophecy site, which is www.letstalkprophecy.com. And look under the tab for prophetic alerts, and it will be entitled The Spiritual Evolution of One New Man. So look for it today. And I thank you for being with us. And hopefully this message has touched you and given you a better perspective of why Jesus came and our purpose as believers. Of course, like everything else you hear on this network, please read the Bible yourselves, find the scriptures, and just don't take my word for it, but commit everything to prayer. Let God illuminate the messages to you directly. Thank you for being with us. We'll talk to you next time.